Blog Talk Radio.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Boy, if you ever left my side, it'd be like taking the sun from the sky. I'd probably die without you in my life, 'cause I need you to shine.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
How I started the Hair Nation Expo event and the whole experience. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've always been very interested in live hair events. It is the most, it's been an incredible journey, and I owe a great bit of it to attending and participating live events, whether it's the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center or some other hair event, or even Brunner Brothers down out of Atlanta, or you know, the different cities that they tend to have the big hair events. I like everything about the live hair shows, whether it is a small meetup or gathering or at a park, or we've done just about so many different live shows. I've participated at other folk shows and events. I've been a guest. I've been a speaker. I've been a vendor. But my greatest joy comes from being able to create my own brand of events under the banner Hair Nation Expo, and which I still own to this day. And we were thriving before the pandemic. The first Hair Nation Expo was back in, say, 2017. And I have done other hair events prior to that, smaller satellite type of events that were under different banners. Different titles, but the Hair Nation Expo, I tried to do it in Harlem first. I wanted it to be part of the experience, the inner urban experience, and to reflect that. And so that didn't work out so much on 125th. I did look at the State Building in different places up there. So what ended up working out for the very, very first Hair Nation Expo, and again, what makes Hair Nation Expo different is that it is all about the professionals as well as the folks who are not professionals, but the enthusiasts who are looking to be given almost the same amount of education as the professionals at these Hair Nation Expo events. And so that first one happened, as I said, in 2017, and we were able to get it going out in Queens, New York, in Jamaica, Queens. I had never done an event in Jamaica, so this was the very first one, and Jamaica's a section, again, in Queens, New York, and Queens is one of the boroughs, for you guys who are not in the New York area. And so that event was very special to me. It was one that I pretty much had coordinated and planned. There were several vendors there. It was quite successful. They had a beautiful stage. We were able to put on a light fashion show there at that time. And it was just very rewarding. I really loved it. And For most of my events, I usually tie them into some kind of charitable outfit or organization. And at that event, we invited the New York City Mayor's Office, who dispatched a gentleman to our event to talk about domestic violence. And so on, preventing that and recognizing it for the hair salons and for everybody. And so that was absolutely priceless. And so that's what I remember most about the very first Hair Nation Expo event in 2017. Then we came back 2 years later in 2019 with a huge sprawling event at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I was so very proud because it was the very first three-day live hair event in the Northeast for people of color. And so that still stands to this very day, so I can be very proud of that. It was the very first live hair event on the actual boardwalk inside the casino of, inside the former casino. It's a hotel called the Showboat now. But yes, it was the very first live hair event. And even looking back at that and getting that on point and up to speed and all of that was just an extraordinary experience. It really was, and I don't know if I'll ever have that experience again. It was just rewarding, and it was a very special time. And even at the event itself, we welcomed some heavy hitters. The gentleman who started Hype Hair Magazine, John Blassingame, was one of our speakers there. Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers and Upscale Magazine. And, of course, the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker, Alelia Bundles, was there as well. All of these folks spoke at my hair show. And, of course, we had lots of vendors and folks who participated. And so that was the beginning. I look forward to continuing Hair Nation Expo as we kind of move forward. And I'm Carrie Hines, and stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very, very special guest joining us today. He's a legendary hairstylist. It is my great honor to welcome to the show for the very, very first time, Mr. Eugene Davis. Good morning and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure. Now, yes, I mean, this is exciting for us. First of all, you've been in this hair and industry for a very long time. So we're going to count some years. So for like 30 years, if not more. So tell us about your journey.
Okay, well, it's been 30 plus some years now. I started when I was about 19 in the hair industry. When I first came out of cosmetology school, I started assisting. And I started assisting for someone who worked for Saucing Carlson back in the day when we were doing Café Curl, Wave Nouveau, and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was a weave master. So this is what was my introduction into commercial hair introduction into texture, taking one texture and creating another texture. And I just thought it was amazing. And my passion and my love grew for hair at that point and developed very quickly. I went on from there. I was in upstate New York. That's where I went to school at for cosmetology. And I lived upstate in Albany during this time. As my skills started to grow, I ended up coming to New York City quite a bit because I had a friend who worked at ANS when it used to be, I think, on 34th Street or 35th Street in Manhattan. And during that time, a lot of really good makeup artists worked for ANS, and they were doing photo shoots or different types of stuff. So one of my friends called me, who was a makeup artist, and said, hey, we got a shoot. We need you to bring down some Afro wigs. And I was like, Afro wigs? Okay, whatever. Let me bring them down. So I brought them down. We did the shoot. And the photographer really liked me and said, would you be interested in doing more stuff? But at that time, where I was at, I was just about working in the salon. I didn't think there was another path or another career in this industry. So the next time the photographer called me down and the next time I came down with my friend, they introduced me to a makeup artist named Sam Fine. Me and Sam Fine hit it off very well, and he introduced me to quite a few people, and the rest was history. Before I knew it, I was shooting. Before I knew it, I moved back to New York, downstate to New York City. I lived in Brooklyn. And then from there, I started to just word of mouth at that time because there was no social media. People were calling me, and one of my first big jobs for, I guess, an artist at the time that I got through a company called Mecca. Mecca Clothing Line was around at the time.
Yes.
And they were managing, one of the guys was managing Adina Howard. So,
yes.
So I got
that was a Freak Like Me song, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love
exactly.
That. Yeah.
That was my first album cover.
Wow.
And from there, he introduced me to Deborah Martin, who was my became my agent, and she was like one of the top, black owned agencies at that time. She had the legendary Tippi Shorter was on the roster.
Wow.
DeAndre Michaels, who is Mary J. Blige's and Angela Bassett's makeup artist. So we had Chris Maldonado who died with Aaliyah on the plane.
Wow.
He was also on the roster. So there was there was so many more. Then we had Nzinga Gums, who was and originally Little Kim, Mary, Aaliyah, so many at that time. She was a makeup artist. So with those kind of connections, it just kind of spread like wildfire. How I got into the industry pretty innocently, didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I loved to do hair. And I knew that I'd love to see it when the videos came out. So then to sum it up, with Deborah Martin, she booked me for my a video that just set it off in the industry, the hip hop music industry for me, where I just was constantly being booked and coming up with images. And it was One More Chance by Biggie Smalls.
Did not know who Biggie Smalls was at the time.
Had no clue that this many artists would be in that video, but it was the door opening to the rest of my career when it came to celebrity hairstyling and getting my foot in the door on that aspect, on that level. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about your story. And just in general, when it comes to working with what I've found in my little experience with the celebrity connects and contacts, is that once you have a successful experience with one or a couple, boy, they pass you around like your name, real quick.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, they do.
I love it.
Yes, they do. And it was great because then that just opened me up to more bigger productions. From doing Biggie Smalls, I got to know Faith Evans, and then they introduced me to Little Kim, and I got to do her first album cover and all of her first initial videos. And then with Ladies Night video we did in Miami, I got on board with TLC. I got on board with Changing Faces, Queen Latifah, Total. It was just the list just went on and on and on and on and on. And I was working, and I was having a great time, and I was young, and I was just like, wow. But in that time too, looking in hindsight, or looking back, or even speaking to my younger self, I wish I was that person that I am today to say, okay. You have this going on. It feels good, but what are you going to do in the future? How do you capitalize on this for the future? And so although it looked glamorous, I'm going to keep it real. It had its downfall because there was a lot of things that went along with sustaining that kind of energy all the time, or just being a part of I hadn't been exposed to before. I was now exposed to, and there was a lot of parties.
Things like what? We want to hear that. Like what kinds of things?
Okay.
Might you not? What you know?
Well, like alcohol,
oh,
drugs.
Okay.
All these things were a part of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? And even with a lot of the young people, when it comes to, like, being insta-famous and doing these celebrities and stuff, it's still there. It hasn't changed. That beast has not changed. But it's about how you navigate yourself through it and how and even if you fall or even if you fall into those things that are around you and you get involved into them, there is a way out. And
exactly.
So in my career, I had a time when addiction and alcohol became a problem.
Wow.
I didn't see it as a problem, But it was by God's grace that when at some point I recognized and I was like, this is not normal. You know what I mean? You wake up, you reach over for a bottle, you take a swig, and then you keep it moving. Like, that's not normal. I wasn't brought up like that, but yet I was in it. So I had to make decisions. So in that time, I made a decision that this is not what I wanted. I needed to get out. And then after Chris had died with Aaliyah on the plane crash was just something that just changed because he was a very good friend of mine. So it just kind of changed how I saw things. I figured we were living too fast. Like, what is the cost of being a celebrity hairstylist? You know what I mean? So I had to challenge myself and say, can I leave this part of the industry and still excel and still find my and still have my voice and still find a way to do what I love, but also help others so they don't get caught into these traps.
Absolutely.
Hence where I am.
No,
today.
Go ahead, please. Yes. Well,
when it comes to like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Eugene. I'm loving every single thing. I'm just passionate. So please finish your thought. So today, where you are today is what you were about to say. So please.
Yeah, so where I am today, my passion is about just giving knowledge to a younger generation, or even giving knowledge to those who have been behind the chair or those who have been in the industry or those who are Instagram famous, you don't have but you have to think about your future. You have to come to a place of reality and find your voice. You know, you don't have to, be in the midst of celebrity and feel like that is all there is. And you get caught up. And many, many, many people who I know personally who got caught up in that, and their health failed because of addiction. Their health failed because of drugs. Their health failed because of disease. That we were losing so many great people because that lifestyle perpetuated to do these certain things in order to stay relevant. And I think my information that I give now, because I've come through that storm, is you don't have to. You can find other ways. And now with the internet and social media and stuff, you can definitely find your relevance or your positioning in this industry. And I'm a testament to that. You know, I retired my chair about 6 years ago when I left England to come to America. And I had to refocus and find out what I wanted to do. And what I really wanted to do is really educate the consumer, but also educate the artists that are out there and more ways than one. Not only do I want to show them old school techniques, you know what I mean? Because that has gotten lost. Everybody uses a flat iron for everything, which is doesn't make sense. Right, there's so many an arsenal of tools, and we just use one. Like, come on now, that's why everybody's thinking the same. So we need to get back to. So my voice is getting back to understanding product and what it does when styling, and customers understanding when purchasing what product are you purchasing, why are you purchasing, what is your hair type like, so we can save money on when we're buying. So it's like right now, I'm really all about holding the industry accountable, holding ourselves accountable, educating each other, and understanding, especially in the Black community, the value of our dollar, the power behind our spending when it comes to the hair care and beauty industry. We spend so much money, more than any other demographic. But yet we don't have the control. So I guess in everything that I'm doing, to sum it up, I'm about empowering others, whether you are stuck somewhere, whether you're trying to get somewhere, whether you need to understand technical, or whether you need to just support. I think that's my voice. I want to help whoever wants to be helped and to direct them, so maybe they won't make some of the mistakes that I made, although on paper it looks great. But there was a struggle in there, which brings me to today, and I've come through that fire.
Wow. Well, let me just say this, Eugene. Let me just catch everybody up, because this is an incredible story that you shared with us today, and I'm just loving every part of it. You're helping so many people with your journey and your story here. First, folks, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in to the broadcast, you're listening to an incredible story from a first-time guest today. So I'm so grateful that he is sharing this incredibly personal story with all of the listeners, and hope to really reach out and connect on that level. This gentleman is truly a legendary stylist, as you've just heard, with all of his amazing connections. It's almost not enough just to say a celebrity stylist or this. No. There's a person behind it, as you've just heard. So let me just officially welcome back Eugene Davis. I have to say, I'm just blown away at this, because I've interviewed a lot of folks on this show, of course. We've had a lot of stylists and people work with everybody. But I've never heard it communicated in that way. And to talk of challenges with addiction and things of that nature that we need to talk about and have those conversations, and they have to hear it from someone who may have gone through to the other side. I so appreciate you, not being shy about communicating that, because it's helping people today. You're making a difference. So I thank you. It just warms my little soul and spirit, Eugene. So thank you so much for that. Okay, I really need that. Okay, so now I've got to tell everybody about this. I love your website. So let me just tell everybody I love it, okay? So I'm going to have you to tell everybody what your website is, and then we're going to talk about what I saw there. So just fill everybody in, Eugene. What is your website address so folks can find you?
Okay, my website address is www.eugenedavis.hair. And on my website, you can find all the information about me, about a lot of the accomplishments that I have had through my career. And I also have a portfolio of images along with some videos of stuff that I do. But I also update my log, which is like a blog, but they call it a log. I update it pretty much every day or every other day with helpful into the industry. If you are a consumer or you are a professional hairstylist, I supply information, tips and tricks, and just like even some questions when I challenge the industry for their accountability.
Well, I have to say this. I just love this. I want to ask you a couple of questions, because when I saw this, I want you to tell the folks. I certainly have a clue what you mean, but for folks who may not. So when you say fabric of hair expert, what do you mean? And let me also say this. On his website, he goes on, fabric of hair expert, product to consumer educator, which I personally love, creative director, wig pioneer. Doesn't get any better than that. So please tell us about some of these wonderful, wonderful aspects of the spectrum that you're on. So so when it comes to fabric of hair expert, what is that all about?
Okay. When I say fabric of hair expert, it is a brand or something I coined that I am, because I didn't want to keep saying I was a black hair expert, or you don't say you're a white hair expert, or I'm a Chinese hair expert. You don't go to the dentist and say I got black teeth, right? I got teeth. So hair is hair to me. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put it out there that when I present
it.
Myself, I wanted people to know me, that I am a fabric of hair. Hair is a fabric. and it's something that we can work with, and we have to understand it, and we have to know the tools to create whatever we want with it. So I'm an expert in that, in every aspect of texture, and every expert of product knowledge. So that's what I mean by fabric of hair expert.
Well,
so
can I give you credit for that, Eugene, because I'm going to have to borrow that fabric of hair line. I love it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because my entire – well, I've always referred to the different textures of hair as a tapestry. And
yes,
that has always
absolutely
been something that I've believed in. So that fits right in with that. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank
definitely
you.
And I think the narrative, one of the things that I started to talk about is the narrative had to change, and we have to start speaking about hair as hair. One of the things my teacher, when I was in cosmetology a long time ago, she always told me, hair is hair. And I think that's why I've never been afraid, despite the educational system that only really educate us on European, you know, European textured hair.
Right, right. Eurocentric hair.
So one of the things that I found that when I was coming, she was like, no, hair is hair. You need to know curly. You need to know zigzag. You need to know coily. You need to know wavy. You need to need, you know, you just need. And then we didn't have all of the, you know, classifications for hair types. But she always taught me just approach it as hair. Once you look at the hair, you analyze it. What do you do next? Where do you want to go with it? Okay, how are you going to get there? What are you going to use to get there? And what is your finished result? What do you want it to look like? And that's how I've always approached everything that I have done.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, on a sidebar note here, you've done so much industry work, literally. I mean,
yes,
you were really in the industry, making such a contribution in the way of hair and beauty on sets and all of that. But what do you think about the argument sometimes I see on the internet where they say these days in Hollywood where there, you know, did you ever notice that there was a shortage of people of color providing services on sets and things like that that could respond to all textures of hair, even natural or what have you? Did you ever find that, or was that something that you just didn't notice during your tenure out there?
Yes, it was definitely something that I noticed all the time. I was
always
the only one in the room.
Wow.
But you know what? My personality, I love challenge, and I love the fact that my mindset when I would go to places or do things or had the opportunity to come on because they had someone with texture and they needed a texture expert to come in, I used those opportunities to know the photographer, to know the creative directors, to know whoever it was in there and let them know that, okay, this is what I do and you can always call me for this, but I also do everything else, but, you know, so that I had an advantage, especially as a lot of people of color in England and in America started to come to the forefront and started to become celebrity, that there was a demand. And a lot of our white counterparts could not meet that demand, hence where we started to step in because we didn't have a choice but to know how to do everything. They have a choice to say, oh, I don't want to. I don't want to learn about African texture here. But it needs to be a standard where they need to know all textures so that we can go anywhere and sit in anybody's chair and have a service done, whether it be at Fashion Week, whether it be in Hollywood, whether it be at a television station, that we need to be present. And if not just us, that our white counterparts need to be held accountable so they know how to do our textures too. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So our celebrities can feel comfortable no matter where they go, because that has been so. When you ask, to answer your question, it's like yes, it has been an issue. Like for instance, when I started doing Fashion Week, and I started to see behind the scenes and who was doing things, and I saw there was a lot of models, and I saw that the black models at that time tension or get the creative finish that the white girls with straighter hair guy because the white artist, hairstylist, didn't know what to do with their texture.
They must have felt absolutely awful, the models. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, well, let me give you a perfect example. I came on a fashion show with a top hairstylist. He hired me to be on his team. And I saw he had like 3 or 4 black models, but then he had his right-hand assistant who was quite average. Was like, I know everything, so you go over there and do that. So I said, okay. Mm-hmm. But I was always humble. But so I started doing what I was doing, and I finished my models. And I looked behind me, and he was working on a black girl. Now, all we had to do was pull this girl's hair back into a ponytail and then make it quite sleek, add extension to make it sleek. He decided, now hair was already blow-dried. decided to spray it with a water bottle. I was like, what are you doing? So, and then the model gets upset. It's like, oh, my God, I can't go out here like this. My hair is natural underneath. And he wasn't natural underneath, man. And it was just a whole big fiasco. So I just stepped in. We blow-dried the hair and put the ponytail and sent it on the way. And that's when I realized, wow, these people don't have a clue.
Is that
so,
not something?
Moving, wow. Go ahead. Yeah.
No,
so
I was just,
forward,
yeah. Wow.
So
yes,
just saying, moving forward, what I started to do was, because eventually I started getting booked as the lead hairstylist, which meant that I would work directly with the designers and makeup artists to create the looks for shows. So what I would do through my travels and experience, I would build teams between America and London with people that I knew understood all textures. So then if I had a team of 7 hairstylists, no matter who sat in our chair, we could knock it out according to what was required. And that's what I started to do. And so, again, I've always have said to myself and I've said to my wife, like, you know what, I've always been one, that person who says, not even understanding I might be the first one to do it, but just to walk through that door and say, I'm here and I'm ready. You know what I mean? And whatever the challenge is, I'm going to find a way to complete whatever it is to complete. So that has been my way throughout my career, that I'm not afraid to try something new, or I'm not afraid to take on challenges that everyone else wants to stay in the status quo. So I said, no, if this is how it is, then I need to get people who are qualified, who can do, to make not only make the designers and stuff in the show look fabulous, but also work as a team and understand that we can do this and we can all shine in this process.
Absolutely. I have to say, and you're, you know, it's been a big career. What I love that I also read about is that you had a chance to travel abroad and do quite extensive work over there and live for quite a period of time. So I'm just curious. Tell me about this whole return back to the States. Tell me the impact that, because I just know you touched everybody. You know, you did something big over the years. So tell us a little bit about that part of your journey and experience as well.
Yes,
and returning back home, of course.
Okay. Yes, I went to. I think the first time I went to England was 2009, but this was after I decided to walk away from the whole celebrity music industry thing. I dibbled and dabbled for a while, but I decided that wasn't what I wanted to do anymore, and I didn't have, what's the word I'm looking for? I needed more, and I needed to understand more, and I felt that at that point in my life and everything I had did up to there, I was just a black hairstylist. So when I would reach out to, because before fashion weeks and all of that, but before that, when I would reach out to companies like, oh, I want to, get on your team. I started getting interested in brands, and I want to do this. I want to do that. I can help teach and educate. And a lot of the brands were like, oh, no, you're a black hairstylist. I'm like, what? I'm a hairstylist. But the industry was very segregated at that time. So just like so many artists that we know through our history, that they decided to leave America. Like, because when I was younger, I used to admire the fact that Patrick Kelly was in Paris and he was doing so well. And then there was another designer, Willie Smith, who also went to Europe, you know, at the time. And James Baldwin, you know what I mean? There's so many great creators had to leave America or decided to leave America to not to just understand that they were great at what they did, but were they great because you are a black hairstylist, or were you great because you are a hairstylist? Were you great because you are a black designer, or are you great because you are a good designer?
Yes, go ahead. Please finish your thought. What do you think?
So going to Europe for me was a chance. I just decided one day, a friend of mine who had salons over there was like,
yes,
could you come help manage my salons and teach my staff? And I was like, sure. And I just went. I just left. My mother was like, where you going? I was like, going to England. What are you
going
to do?
I'm going to England.
No.
Wow.
So I said, I don't know, but I'm going. So I ended up going to Europe, and in that time, I saw that there was a need for education big time in the area. There were some great hairstylists and some great stylists who invested into their education, but the general was a lot of salons that didn't have. So what I did, so at some point, L'Oreal had launched Mazzani, and I got on board with L'Oreal and Mazzani, and I helped to build that brand amongst the Afro-Caribbean community in England, along with other really well-known hairstylists over in UK.
And that's a big, big community. Let me just say, I've been to England. I've been to London. I've seen it's a huge community, folks. And this is a big deal. Yes. So I am just, I'm blown away. This is some great information, great things that we can hang our hat on. And I'm kind of picturing all of this as you're describing it.
Good.
I think this, I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal to me that you've had this storied career. It's just been, you know, it's not, I know, like you said earlier, and I love what you said, because yes, it's on paper, yes, and even, you know, in talking about it, yes, it did have a whole bunch of wonderful moments. But you know, like I said, I love that you've always kept a mind in reality, it seems, with this. And, you know, and a good way to look at everything and just remember to be an inspiration to others. And that's what seems to really push through with your story today. Listen, I got to remind the folks, because every so often we get a few new listeners on, and I want to say today is my a very, very special guest is joining me, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment. His name is Eugene Davis, and I love your website, eugenedavis.hair, not .com, .hair. So I love that as well. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But you've just been just making such a difference in the hair and beauty world. So this is really awesome. And you connected with everybody. I mean, you've named some huge stars, Eugene. You really have. I'm like, okay, wow. So this is nice. So what is this journey? What is it, you know, what does it still mean to you? What does it mean to you, I should say, at this point? Because there, you know, it has changed, I believe, but maybe you might not think it's, or maybe you might think it's changed quite a bit or not changed so much. What are your thoughts, Eugene, today?
I do. I think the industry has changed. There's a lot that goes on now that would not have been tolerated before. So I believe now with all the diversity, the inclusion, all of the people opening up and asking questions to big corporate America about, especially in the beauty industry and the hair industry, about inclusion, about it having us present. I think that's a big thing right now. And I think that we as a community, as a hair community, still need to keep our voices relevant. We need to still speak out on the injustices and inequality that we see in the beauty industry, because it's still there, and we're still knocking on doors, which we should never stop doing. But we need to stop pushing those doors open too, in order for us to let others come through. So I think for me, where I am and in my career and everything I've done, like I said, I want to be a glass ceiling breaker. So if there's a glass ceiling, I'm going to break it. Come on, everybody, let's go. You know what I mean? But
yes,
when we get in
absolutely.
There, I'm holding you accountable to do the right thing so that you can prepare the way for the next person behind you. And that's what's so important to me, and that's where I am today. So everything I've done, everything I've touched is for someone to read it and be inspired to know that, oh, my God, I can do that, because he did it, I can do it. You know, so,
well, Eugene,
so that's
Davis,
where my message is.
That's what I'm loving this. What is next for you?
Okay, I got a few projects in the mix, but I believe that right now I'm really concentrating on getting my messaging out, talking to people like yourselves or the media, and just to keep inspiring people that we can do better, and just showing them the way and how to get there, and helping them navigate to wherever their passion and whatever their dream and whatever their desire is. Because I've touched so many areas, if I can help you get there, and if I can support you and save you some of the headaches that I had, then I'm going to show you how to get there. But I think my next thing is I want to I don't know.
Well,
I do
I
know,
do.
But I don't know.
I think media is my thing. Yes. And I'm going to spill a little bit of this right now for our listeners and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think they're going to love this. Listen, I am bringing this amazing, incredible artist in my book and the world book of the world. we're bringing you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those folks out there, you guys have enjoyed this. You're going to absolutely enjoy much more of this. With the legendary, I hope you know I'm putting the word legendary in front of Eugene, Eugene Davis. Okay. So we are going to have you here to share because there's so much, and I love this. You pointed out on your website, you're not just helping folks. Yes, you provide amazing client care and information and all that kind of stuff to folks who need it, but also to the professionals who, would appreciate that, you know, learning from someone who's been around for a while in this industry. And so, please, I can't wait. We're excited to have you here. We're going to share more of those details very soon with all of you guys. So you have to keep tuning in so you will know when Eugene is here and what we've got to say and what he's got to say. So, Eugene, I just want to say thank you. How was your first experience here in Hot Seat here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It's been amazing. I'm so thankful because you are great, and I love talking with you, and I love, you know, the conversation is good. And I just love being here because it's something that I wanted to do, wanted to experience, and this is my first, you know, experience on a radio show. So it's been great. I'm looking forward to doing
all
more stuff with you.
Well, now, what would you like to leave everybody with today? Any shout-outs or final thoughts?
I guess my final thought is that I've learned through everything that I do that we need to love each other, that whether it's, you know, your neighbor to your right, your neighbor to your left, if we come together, there's so much strength in that. So my philosophy is always each one teach one. So leading others to their success is what I'm all about. And however I can help you get there or give you the knowledge or give you some of my experiences, then hit me up. Talk to me, ask me questions. That's what I'm here for.
And you've done just that today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, folks, his website, so please go to Eugene Davis' website. His website is actually www. Not that we got to say that anymore, but I just want folks to know, eugenedavis.hair. Okay, not .com, it's .hair. So eugenedavis.hair. You type that into your browser, and there you go. And so we're loving it, and we can't wait just to have you here all the time. So that's going to be very, very soon. So you folks keep it right here, and we'll get you the latest on that. Eugene, awesome job. What can I say? You knocked it out of the park. And welcome to the family here at Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can I also just say one more thing that they can also find
right ahead.
On Instagram at Eugene Davis Hair 2. That's Eugene Davis Hair 2, the number 2. And you can find me on Instagram also.
Love that. And, of course, right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
We'll direct them to you. All right, folks. Well, listen, Eugene, thank you again. All right, folks, keep right here. You got it. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm gonna need you. Moonlight. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, May 13th of 2022. It's our show number 713. We're mid-show, 713, as we march towards our 1,000th broadcast of this live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and all new, really. I want to bring to the line one of my colleagues here who's just recently joined us. His name is spelled the same forwards and backwards. You guys know, you know him well already. I want to bring Otto to the line. Good morning, Otto, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Curry. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Doing great. Listen, I'm super excited. We're going to talk about today and kind of what's happening. Really, quite pleased, and I think our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show are going to love this. But first, I'm going to let you do the honors. Bring to the line my amazing new co-star. Take it away, Otto.
Oh, thank you, Curry. Coming to the line now, a great addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Curry Hines. We all have heard her this week doing a wonderful job, a as the new co-host all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. Welcome,
Water
Nicole
Valley,
Marie.
Mississippi. Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good to you.
Good morning.
Yes. So it is an exciting, we're a bit on the early side today. I'm going to just, I know our sharp-eared fans of the show know that already. I wanted to kind of jump on for all of us and kind of bring us up to speed on what's happening today. It's a very special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, I'm Carrie Hines with my brand new co-star, Nicole Marie. Also, we have our gentleman that's helping us out every day here on the show, Otto. Now, the big thing is today, I didn't just want us to throw on our amazing, even though it was a great countdown last week, right here on the show.
Yeah.
I wanted a little bit of an explanation, guys. And that is that, you know, we were counting down the television pretty much in the history of TV. These are, some of these folks are way back, way back, okay? And we wanted to make sure that we gave them their just due, so to speak. We wanted to recognize them for all the talent and everything that they really entertained us. You know, in a lot of our homes, some of us come from, like, you know, where we just had one parent. Well, you'd be surprised how, you know, being a, you know, watching TV got us a chance to really appreciate these TV folks. And,
right.
you know, for me, I can speak raising my hand, growing up and watching Good Times, thinking, wow, if I, my own dad was not in our home, he would visit and stuff like that. My parents were separated. But I always thought it would be great to have James as my pop. I really did when I was a kid, yeah. So didn't happen, of course, and they killed him off, but you guys know the story now, thanks to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So real crazy stuff. Well, listen, we're continuing with that type of a countdown today, recognizing a lot of folks who, you know, the first group that we did, guys, number 20 to 10, actually we did 20 to 11, those folks were amazing, but some of them were a bit on the lesser known side. Well, when it gets down to where we are today, from 10 to number 1, that'll be on in about an hour, those folks, everybody knows who they are. So it's a little bit different than our original countdown from 20 to 10. So we're going to get that countdown on for you. And then, so this is what we had last week, Nicole Marie. This was the countdown we did last week, last Friday. I think it was earlier than that. Yeah, so this was last week we did the countdown. And so if you hear the date, that's what they're talking about. But it was number 20 all the way to number 11. So pay attention to that, 20 to 11. So what do you guys think? Nicole, Marie, what do you think about this? Yeah?
I'm excited. Yes, I'm excited to hear the last 10 moms. Yes,
me too. And Otto, what about you? How do you feel about this? Did you enjoy the countdown last week?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I had a blast. I had a lot of memories brought up from my childhood watching the shows. And this today, I've actually been all week waiting to hear. I'm interested in number one, but also want to hear the others. Yeah, I got enjoyed it. I enjoyed the shows, and it's a good thing is that I remember the shows. So it's relevant, and, yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, some of them I did remember, but there were some new – some new people on there that I didn't know. I had to go back and look them up.
That does happen. You know, and we're going to go and do kind of a recap, too, on some of these. I think it's going to be really interesting. Yeah, because, like you said, there are some names on there that may not be quite as well known as some of the others. And so I think that that's going to be really cool. Let me see how I can. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's kind of do what everybody wants.
let's go ahead and get on part one from our amazing list from last week. Again, this is a live part. Let me see. I'll tell you what, why don't we, while I do that, why don't we take a quick little tiny announcement break, and then we'll be right back. And we'll go ahead and get this part one on for everybody, because that's what everybody wants. And then we'll talk a little bit on the part two at 8 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit more about who's on what positions and all of that wonderful good stuff. So we don't want you to leave. Everybody's coming in live at 8 o'clock this morning. So stay with us, everybody. We've got a whole lot more of this Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the countdowns. You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl. I'm Carrie Hines, and I tell you, this is just going to be fantastic. So, of course, without further ado, again, my brand new, spanking brand new co-host today is her very first time being announced as my co-star on this broadcast. You guys have gotten to know Nicole a little bit. So, again, Nicole Marie, good morning again, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. In your new role.
Good morning, and thank you so much. Happy to be here with you this morning.
Yes, well, we're happy to have you. We're going to be chatting with you along the way. Then on Tuesday, starting at 7:30 in the morning next week, we will be having your party, your brand new welcome party to the network. So we're going to be talking all about that. And over the weekend, over on our 24-hour streaming network. So we'll talk about all that. I want to also just we're doing a panel talk this morning, so the next individual to join us on this broadcast this morning, you guys have been talking, you've heard Otto, you know that he's been talking, you've been listening. Otto, again, good morning and welcome to our countdown.
Oh yeah, can't wait, Curry, can't
yes.
wait.
Yes. All right, Michael Hopkins. The host of VTR Vet Talk Radio show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Super excited to have you with us. And any of you guys listening, if you would like to comment about any of the conversations that we're having this morning, just press 1. We'll try to work you in to the conversation. We're live, so we're working on into the live convo this morning. I want to take a moment to bring to the line, now, this is what I love. This is what I've been waiting for. I'm going to just say, we call him, I don't know if you guys remember this, no, first let me just go ahead and introduce him to the show, then we'll talk a little bit more about that and why we've attributed his new name. Okay, he hails to us from the Northeast. I'll give you that much of a little tip here. We call him the unknown guest host. And so that's all I'm going to say. We will kind of fill you in a little bit on some little tips along the way and see if you can kind of figure out who this person is. But he's the unknown guest host who will be chiming in to help us with this countdown this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning. I'm going to call him UG for unknown guest. Good morning, unknown guest. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, all.
Yes, thank
good
you.
Well, good morning.
Yes, good morning. And so have you been listening? Are you enjoying this broadcast? This is the strangest thing that's happened on the Hair Radio Morning Show in 7 years.
So we're happy to have you. Just you remind us, unknown guest, of the Gong Show. Where today's a real throwback show. So I remember they used to have a show called The Gong Show with Chuck Barris, I think was the original host.
Oh, yeah.
And he would come on. And then they had a real popular person who would perform on the stage, and he would wear a paper bag on his head. No one knew who this person was. He was the unknown
comedian.
That's right. He really was. And, you know, so one day they revealed that. So we're going to have a big reveal at some point. We'll talk a little bit about that. But and I wanted to, and I also thought it would be great to have a person on who there was such a greater hyper anonymity type thing going on where they could speak freely. You know, I thought that had a certain appeal. And so we welcome you to the show.
Yes,
and you can drop some hints whenever you'd like. Okay, leading off, now I don't know if you guys know these folks, if you don't know them, but many of them have made an impression on me and quite a few other fans of the broadcast. So that's kind of how we compiled the list. And I'm going to start and lead on in at at number 20. 20 with this particular individual, because I think I think that she represents a lot. She's a legend in television. Even if you don't, you know, for a lot of younger folks, you may not know everything about her, but we'll talk a little bit. Her ex-husband just died literally like a day or two ago. And that was the great actor, David Burney. So anybody have a guess? let me just see. Meredith Baxter Burney. And Baxter, I should say.
Right.
Now, let me just lead on in with this. I grew up watching this actress from a very young age, and she had when I found out who she was already in a TV show called Family with the great Zeta Thompson and Matthew Broderick's dad and all of that. So it was just a great show, and I forget the young lady who played Buddy on the show. She was really popular too back
in the
day.
Christy McNichol.
Yeah. Oh, the unknown. Ooh. Okay, unknown guest.
Ooh.
You know, you know some things.
Wow. The unknown guest.
I guess the unknown guest knows a few things. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Oh.
Well, we're just enjoying that.
Together as children.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's one clue. You're in the industry. Are you famous?
Could be.
Okay. Well, we'll dig it out of you. All right. Well, listen, that's correct. So she lands at number 20 on my list because for me, and not for the role in Family, of course, but when she moved, you know, a little bit later in her career with, you know, this show called Family Ties, that's what put her on the map on, you know, got on everybody's radar as one of the greatest TV moms of all times. And
right.
So
that's who I remember.
I don't know. What do you guys think? So did you ever, you watch the show, Nicole?
Yes, Family Ties. That's where I remember Meredith Baxter from. I used to watch the show.
Yes. And Matthew, what is the fella's name who was the star, the breakout star from Back to the Future and all that, who played Alex Keaton? And he had unknown guests. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Michael J.
He
Fox.
Michael J. Fox. Okay, you must have a computer sitting there in front of you. Unknown guest, you know everything. Okay, he's our own version of Google. Yes, Michael J. Fox. But I just want to say, and we love and support him. He's got his own battles right now going on. And this incredible, let me just say this on Meredith, by the way, she's turned a whole different corner, if you know, when you get a chance to Google her these days on what's going on. So we love her and wish her well. Number 19 on our list. It's the only male that actually made it onto our list of favorite TV moms, because I really had to say I felt that this man reinvented himself as an actor and kind of switching up on the gender roles, and I thought he deserved credit for that. So he lands at number 19 on this incredible list. We're talking about Tony Danza. And yeah. I don't know if you guys remember TD, but Tony Danza, we love him. He started out on our radar, at least, on a TV show called Taxi.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're going back. Now yeah. We're going back. So this is going
way,
back.
Way back.
Yes, but way, folks, way do back. Listen, because we've got some folks from today and on some current TV shows that we'll talk about and some other wonderful folks. But I don't know, any Tony Danza fans here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to love watching Taxi. That was, like, one of my favorite shows back then, Taxi. Watching him as
yes.
the kind of the dim-witted fighter.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly.
And he actually was a fighter. And that's how he got discovered for the role that he played on Taxi. As
I didn't
Tony
know that.
Danza.
He was actually a fighter.
Yeah, that's true. He was
yeah,
actually
he
a fighter. And that's how they discovered him.
Either.
Yeah, for the role of Tony Danza.
Well, I thought I love the show as well. I love the reruns. I still will watch it with Latka and all of that, and all those folks, Carol King, and
oh,
all
yeah.
those wonderful people. Yes, and well, thank you. And I see folks are commenting. I see Miss Katrina out there. Yes, who's the boss? Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Shouting you out, of course, one of Michael's angels. Yeah, that was really, that's where he started on Taxi. And he knocked it out of the box, and then he went on to Who's the Boss, and there's so many other roles. Who's the Boss is where we give him the credit today.
Right.
And that's where he
right.
started with the famous Judith Light, who you guys know. What the whole TV premise was that he was hired on to care for Judith's young, well, she only had one child, one young son, but he also had his own daughter from whose wife had died or what have you, and he had to raise her. So this was the whole thing. And he really, I mean, she was a busy executive and didn't have any time to really raise her little son. And so he took on raising both kids, essentially, and cleaning the house at the same time and saving her career pretty much each week. So,
pretty much.
So that's my memory of it. And that's why I said, you know what, we got to get him on the list. I know I will probably get some flack about it. Unknown guests, how do you feel about a man, Tony Danza, actually landing at number 19 or being on our list altogether?
I mean, you know, I get it. You know, I think it should be on the Father's Day list. But, I mean, because it was such a, you know, a switcheroo with the gender role-ish type of thing, I could go with that, you know.
You can flow. Okay.
I could go
He's
with
our
that.
Barometer of, what, you know, of the spots today. Okay. Unknown guest. Thank you, UG. All right. We appreciate it. Yeah, UG, all right. So who's next on the list? I have to say. Now, this one, I don't know. We're going to be moving into some current times, but this is another oldie, golden oldie, that I just love. And I thought that this woman scared the crap out of me as a child watching the rerun. She really did. I just literally a few weeks ago saw an interview that she had done with one of my favorite old classic interviewers named Dick Cavett. And so I'm talking about the incredible Endora. And, oh, gosh, we need Agnes Moorehead. Okay, I just wanted to say
Agnes Moorehead.
Yes. So we're talking about the TV show Bewitched, of course, with Jess. Yes. I don't know if you guys go back that far, but this show had the nosiest neighbor ever.
Yeah.
Miss
Kravitz.
Well, Mrs. Kravitz. Yes, she was looking,
yeah.
And her husband. And, boy, they ran that woman crazy over the years. They really did. They ran her ragged. I don't know how she ever survived on that show because they would have so much going on. But I loved the mom. The mom was just plain wicked. She was wicked. But I believe she loved her daughter. And so someone had said, and I forget what they said, but something to the effect that she was a protective mom. That's all. And I said, boy, mm-hmm. that shed a whole new light on it. But what do you guys say? Okay, I'll give you guys a chance to talk. Otto, have you ever
yes.
heard of this show? And did you ever happen to be flipping the channels and stop
Hello.
At Bewitch with Samantha and Darren, the two Darrens?
Oh, yeah, sure I did. Yes, Bewitched. Agnes Moorehead, that was funny when you said I remember that very well, actually. Yeah, I used to tune in. I enjoyed the show. It was really something else.
Yeah, me too.
It was ahead
too.
Of its time with the witches and stuff. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, well, they came back with a movie with Nicole Kidman, and it was horrible. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Nicole, honey, we love you. Please come to our show. I'm sorry. We love you. It was okay. Okay. that was a slip. Okay. All right. I better move along here. We don't want any lawsuits, folks. Okay. Right. Okay, so, let me just ask you guys. Is there anybody who feels that the mom on Bewitched and Dora should not be on this list?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, all quiet, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, good. All right, now, I don't know about how you guys feel about this because there may not be any nighttime soap fans. But and they switch roles along the way. But this is from a popular TV show, and it was all the rage back in the day with the Who Shot J.R. Ewing, talk.
Yeah.
And so Barbara Bel Geddes was the original Miss Ellie, who played J.R.'s mom on the show, Dallas. And along the way, they had some little issues and things, and they switched out her role to, the lady's name, who is Donna Reed, who is a legend in her own right. Talk about TV mom.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes. Well, Donna Reed came in and took over the role of Miss Ellie. But Barbara Bel Geddes is the one who got it kicked off. Was there anybody who ever saw an episode of Dallas besides me? Unknown guest, did you ever see Dallas?
Yes, I did.
And I
okay.
Choice. What number is she on the list?
Unknown guest, she 17. Is, yeah, number 17. Thank you, Nicole. So, she's number 17 on our list. So should she even be on the list? Listen. I don't know about you Dallas fans out there. I love you guys. I love the show. But Miss Ellie was the frumpiest just frumpy with a capital F. But
she's
there was
out
something
on a ranch.
About...
What was she supposed to do? They're all and
that's
she had
true.
Kids and grandkids to raise and, you know, put up with
that's
all, the
true.
All of them.
Listen, she was she could give Mrs. Roper a run for her money with those big house dresses and things. I don't know. Miss Ellie was – I loved her acting, though. Barbara Bel Geddes definitely deserves to be on the list because she's an incredible actress. She certainly was in her day. And so I loved her, but she was frumpy. I'm sorry. Now, listen.
It has nothing to do with being a mother.
Well, see – There you go.
This isn't a fashion countdown. This is a mother countdown.
unknown guest.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know,
wow.
Putting up with JR, you know. I can't. So, you know, that came out of me. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she did raise J.R. Ewing. This is true. Well, listen, speaking of
himself.
Yeah, this is true. But on that same line, you're absolutely right. Donna Reed, who took over the role, was known as super flashy. She was an incredibly, impeccably, you know, impeccable fashionista, literally. And so when she took the role over, she's like, oh, no, we got to, you know, Miss Ellie looked like she shopped at the thrift stores. So Donna Reed came in, and it was just a totally opposite thing. So anyway, that's my whole take on that. So you can Google this. You can go on YouTube and look at both and compare it if you like. It's really funny. Now, this next wonderful young lady on the list, I should say, from the Wonder Years. We actually have a couple of the Wonder Years moms. And one I know real well, and one I've heard about real well and heard and caught a glimpse or two. And so we just thought they deserved equal credit. The lady who started off this whole Wonder Years mom thing, the great Allie Mills. You guys have seen Allie. For the folks who are fans of the Bold and the Beautiful TV show that comes on, the soap opera, she plays on that now. And her husband died not too long ago. We'll talk a little bit about that. He was a big TV star that would play on a lot of the old game shows and things like that. But Allie Mills played the mom on The Wonder Years, the original show that aired on ABC. And that role now, because they started all these reboot things, so they brought back a lot of this, the old TV show themes are reimagined, if you will, or, you know, and they recast some, and then they've got all kinds of other explanations for creating or recreating some of the characters. But there's a wonderful, the new lady, and have you guys seen the new episodes? There's a wonderful lady named Saekhan Sangblow. Has anybody seen Mr. Unknown Guest? Have you even heard of seen any of the shows?
Yeah, I watched both Wonder Years, and I enjoyed the first, and the second is just as good. So, you know, she's
really?
A great mother. She's
okay.
A really good mother. You know, the
because
show
now they have a black cast. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So I don't know, Nicole
both.
And you guys. Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's a really good show. She's incredibly educated, dealing with, you know, her place in the world in 1968. So she has to put up with a lot of stuff like sexism and racism. And but she's a really great mother because she shows compassion and she's very good on understanding. She really listens to her children.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, let me just say this again. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a special group of folks joining me today on this Friday, May 6th of 2022. It's our show number 709, 709 shows, and each show is 3 hours long. So we are the number one hair and beauty radio talk show, period, in the history of broadcasting. Just wanted to make sure that's out there. And I thank you guys so much for helping us to get there. We know you guys have a choice in the morning. You could be doing God knows what in the morning, but you're listening to us, so we appreciate that. Hey, let us just take a quick commercial break. Then when we come back, we'll find out who's next on the list. And, boy, you guys, are you guys ready to unmask the unknown guest? Or we'll wait a little bit further down on the list. Okay, all right. Nicole, how are you doing? Okay, you're hanging in there this morning in your first official outing.
I'm doing great.
Yes, I'm doing great.
I'm excited, yes.
Awesome. And Otto, you guys are there. Michael Hopkins, you're listening again to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we will continue on this journey this morning. What have we got for everybody?
Okay, stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result. Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live again. It's Friday morning, May 6th of 2022. It's our show number 709, and this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just again shouting everybody else out. We're here with you till 9 a.m. Eastern until 8 o'clock if you're in a central time zone. And we've been chatting this morning with quite a few folks. We've got a big, big panel this morning on, and we are counting down. Our favorite TV moms. Literally, we've been kind of thrown back a bit. We've dug into our vaults here and kind of brought up some names that folks had might have forgotten about. But I have a special guest caller right now that I'm going to bring to the line, and we'll work everybody on back on into the conversation. You guys have met her in recent times. Right here on the show. She's out of South Jersey, and you heard a commercial right here just played a little while ago. I want to bring to the line Shanta. Shanta, good morning to you. You're on with me, Gary Hines. All right. Well, it's great to have you.
What a wonderful morning.
All right.
You celebrate all the single ladies, and today you're celebrating the mothers. That's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the TV moms right now, which has been a big part of, like, our childhood and stuff like that, you know. So now I'm going to give you a quick rundown along with the rest of the fans. At number 20, Meredith Baxter. Number 19, Tony Danza, the only man who made our list from Who's the Boss. Meredith Baxter was on a TV show called Family Ties back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And then Endora was the mom on Bewitched. You've seen the reruns. And
yeah.
Barbara Bel Geddes played the mom. I called her the frumpy mom on TV
uh-huh.
show called Dallas, a nighttime soap in the heyday of TV days back in like the 70s and 80s and all that stuff. And then we got to number 16, and we had a tie with the two moms from the old Wonder Years and the new Wonder Years. And
wow.
How do you feel about those folks on the list? And do you have a favorite TV mom?
Honey, you were telling everybody age if they remember these shows.
I know. I hated the yes, you ain't heard nothing. But, yeah, anybody jump out to you?
Wonderful choices.
I think
yes.
Tony Danza, my eyebrows raised, and he was so good-looking back then. I don't know what he looks like now, but he had star power just with that smile. And he was very loving and kind to the children and, you know, just the
yes.
other characters on the show. Okay, let me see.
Awesome.
I think my all-time favorite mother is Edith from Archie Bunker.
Oh. Okay. Why?
I thought she was wonderful. Because she was soft and she was sweet and she was always dressed in that you know, motherly moo-moo dress, house dress, and she
yes.
kept the house clean. But most of all, she was a submissive wife. And
ooh.
So many of us have forgotten how to be submissive. Shut
ooh.
Your mouth.
You're gonna get some letters
sweet.
Today. Send those letters
sweet.
To Shanta, folks.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, as a mom, as I'm a mom now, as you know, I think I'm too sweet. And then times I have to, you know, make my voice a little grumbly. It never works. But that sweetness is really what you look back on from your childhood of the faux pas that you made or your first time being 10 or your time being 11 or 12 or 16. And you making errors and your mother gently saying to you, hey, how about doing it this way for safety? And then if you don't do it, for her to repeat it several times. But nowadays, moms can be crude or even absent because of what the workforce demands. But the current COVID
true.
Situation, it forced us back into a situation of loving and having to give that eye contact. And also, you know, for moms, I never saw this on TV, but I would like to see it going forward. When TV moms are pregnant or expecting, for breastfeeding to be brought up, because these are the ways that our culture is cultivated to live healthy.
I love that, but do you think the guys, I think guys, we, you know, some of us might feel a bit weirded out, so to speak, and we shouldn't feel that way, but I think some might be. I guess, well, you know, I'm going to just shut up because we're both be getting letters and all kind of things here. Shanta, listen, Shanta, I thank you for your, I love that comment. And we'll be checking back with you very soon. Okay, Miss Shanta. All right. We love Shanta here on the show. She always drops in and she asks, okay, let me go to the only other lady we have on the panel this morning, Nicole. My brand new co-host, Nicole Marie, how do you feel about even what Shanta had to say? Actually, I think that's a great point.
Yes, I do agree with the points that she made. I think it's very relevant, you know, in this day and time, definitely very relevant, the points that she made.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm not going to put our guys on the spot and ask them how they might feel about that. We're going to move right on down on this list today. And we don't want to get in any more trouble than we are, because we already got into
take
some.
The train down the track.
Yes, exactly. Right on. And listen, I know that you guys have never seen this show. I am positive, okay? But I love this show. It's one of my personal super favorites. And I know you have it, but it's a TV show on Netflix. Netflix, the channel, the streaming channel. So on occasion when I'm taking it down on Fridays or Saturdays and I'm like, where are all my Hair Radio friends? Where are my Hair Radio fans? And I have nothing left to do, so I go to Netflix, and they have, while I'm there watching the incredible self-made Madam C.J. Walker story, which is still playing there, so you guys check it out if you haven't. She was on our guest, the person, you know, the great-great-granddaughter was on our show, Lilia Bundles. Check that movie out. But while I'm there also, this is something called The Upshaws. Now, listen, for you guys who your ears can't take some of the stinging talk, because it's stinging. It's literally stinging. I'm not even kidding. It's crazy. I love the show because it's so realistic. It's very realistic, and I didn't know there was such humor in realism. I had no idea. It's very down to earth and spot on, in my opinion. And it stars Kim Fields. And I don't know if you guys remember Kim Fields. But you guys know Kim. Okay. Who did Kim Fields? How did she become famous?
I remember her from Facts of Life and Living Single.
Okay, you go back to the Facts. Oh, I forgot she was on Living Single.
Okay, you want me to go back even further?
Yes.
Oh, it's real easy.
Okay, Michael.
Her mother's name is Chip Fields. She was an
actress
way back 60s and 70s. She actually was on an episode of Wonder Woman.
Oh, you really going in. Now that I didn't know.
Chip Fields. Oh, yeah.
She was also on
Great
the Spider-Man
actress.
TV show.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Maybe that's what it was. No, she
back in there, I didn't even know there was a Spider-Man TV show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trust me, Carrie, on that one, you don't want to know.
Okay.
Where did Chip Fields really come from?
Okay, let me answer that, Mr. Unknown Guest Co-host for the day. Let me tell you, and Otto's like, who in the world are they talking about? Well, listen, I'll fill you guys in a little bit. Yes, Kim Fields, we love Kim Fields, and we're going to link her all the way to 6 Degrees of Separation to the Hair Radio Morning Show. But Kim Fields played on the show The Facts of Life. That's where she first gained notoriety, so to speak, or fame. But actually, I remember her starring in a commercial for Mrs. Butterworth,
yep.
The syrup. And her last line was, Mrs. Butterworth, I love you. That was her famous line.
Yep, Carrie,
it really
you're
was.
Absolutely right.
You don't remember her
first
child
actor.
Wasn't that the real place we first saw her? And she had, like, a couple teeth missing, I think, or something, and little pigtails or whatever. That was the first time I saw her. And that's where
no.
I think that's probably – no, she was out before that?
No, I'm just saying, I don't – here's the thing. That Mrs.
Unknown
Butterworth
guest co-host. Yes.
The commercial, it might have predated the show. But she was on a TV show before The Facts of Life.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to tell you what that was. I'm going to tell you what that show was because she actually, it was not, That's My Mama. I always get them mixed up. But she played with Denise Nichols, who was on Room 222. And Denise
mm-hmm.
Nichols played the mom, and she played the daughter. That TV show was really, and it was kind of a hit. And it was where the mom had an ex-husband, and he was still. I think it was called Baby, I'm Back.
Yep, that was it. And
okay,
Damon Wilson.
Damon Wilson played the husband, or the boyfriend or something or another. Or the,
no,
and
he
then
was
the
their
guy,
father.
He was their father. Oh, okay, these guys all played in all the different shows.
The mother had lived downstairs, and the father came back to town and lived upstairs.
Wow. Unknown guest, you know everything. Okay. You do. I'm impressed. Okay. Well, listen, Kim Fields, who we all love her. She, of course, went on to be a big star through The Facts of Life. Now, she's playing on the TV show now, like I said, called The Upshaws. And with Wanda Sykes and the other comedian, Fella, and all these people, and I love her on the show. She's super funny. You guys, please get Netflix if you don't have it and get to watch this. You will love it. The Upshaws is the name of it. It's a 30-minute comedy, so you don't have to invest hours of your time. What her connection with us is on the Hair Radio Morning Show is through 6 Degrees of Separation. You guys know that our very dear friend, Mr. Lonnell Williams, who's been with us many, many times. You know, he's a friend to Oprah Winfrey and all these superstars. Well, he and Kim went to college together out at Pepperdine on the West Coast. So Pepperdine University out in California. So great friend. So when you follow Lonnell, you see his pictures with Kim and everybody else. So real good stuff. So great. We're shouting him out this morning. Yeah, so that's all. Shouting out Lonnell. You guys have heard him on the show. So real good stuff. So, okay. All right, so you guys are okay with that. That's not – has she ever played a mom? Kim, I don't think Kim Fields has ever played a mom. Now, her mom, you guys were talking about Chip. Chip played the disastrous mom, the worst mom abuser in the history of comedy. She was the Iron Mom, literally the Iron Mom. On my favorite show called Good Times, she had a daughter named Penny, who was played by Janet Jackson on the show of Good Times. The singer Janet Jackson played Penny. Listen, if I got to tell you this, you are definitely, you got to return your card, if you know what I mean. Janet Jackson played Penny. Okay, you'd have to be under a rock to not know that. But her mom was played by Chip Fields, Kim Fields' mom. And so Chip Fields abused Janet with the character Penny with this hot iron. Woo! Mm. And so when Lona ended up, being a person who really helped to rescue her. So that's all I was going to say. And that brings us to the next person on the list, who is Jhené Dubois. You guys know her. She played Wilona. You lost her not all that long ago. She played Wilona on the TV show called Good Times. She's the one who adopted Penny, the Janet Jackson character, on Good Times and became an adopted mom. I think she's our only mom on the list with actual as an adopted mom. So I don't know if you guys, does anybody remember Wilona, the neighbor on Good Times? Her famous line, she'd always come through the door, "Hi, y'all."
Of course. Of course.
She was so sassy and had so much spunk.
She not beautiful, though?
And Karen, wasn't she a singer also?
I think she was a Broadway or like a stage actress, because the story that I remember is that
she only sang to the Jeffersons. So
right.
She had to
we do got to give her credit for that.
Yeah, she's in the background along with Sherman Hensley singing.
No. She wasn't in the background. She sang the whole song.
Yeah, and I stand to be corrected, as we would say in the United States Army. Yeah, Sherman Hemsley was in the background.
No, but actually, Michael Hopkins, that wasn't actually Sherman Hemsley. There was
another male
who sang. Right.
Oh, okay.
It was actually another gentleman who was way in the background on that song. We're talking about the Jeffersons TV show theme. And so Sherman Hemsley, we're shouting him out because he was from my home in Philly as well. So, but Wilona, I loved her. I loved Jhené Dubois. She played Janet's mom. And then later years when Janet became a big superstar in her own, but Janet was always like famous or whatever, since I can remember, honestly. But when her music career really took off with her song called Control, which started Janet's music career, really, big music career. I mean, she had other albums and things, okay, for you aficionados. But Control was her first big number one song and an album and all of that. And the mom on the video, back in those days, they'd make videos, and that's what was really hot. And, of course, Willona played her mom again in the video. So you can go and YouTube that. It's called, the song is called Control by Miss Janet Jackson, and, of course, by Janae Dubois. So just so that you know what's so both of them basically were named Janet. Okay, I'm getting that. All right, so that's my number 14. So everybody agrees with that. Is there anybody who thinks that Willona should not be on the list since she didn't really give birth to Fanny?
No.
Okay. But I do want to say this because somebody brought it up one day that to me, Willona still looked pretty good. She was a beautiful lady. And poor the mom of the good times, she was so – here we go with the frumpy word again. She just wasn't like, you know, okay, yes, they were a little bit, you know, financially strapped. And so they didn't have the best of clothes. So we're going to move right along on that one. All right. So, but Willona always seemed to look beautiful and had the fancy clothes, but she did work at a boutique. All right. So anyway, number 13 on our list. Number 13. We mentioned this lady, and I love this lady so very much, and I know none of you know who she is. Her name is Teresa Merritt, so you're going to have to Google her. Teresa Merritt played in the show called That's My Mama, and it co-starred Clifton Davis. Well, we have a link to that as well. Obviously, Clifton Davis was romantically linked to friend of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but Miss Melba Moore, who's been on our very broadcast. So, well, of course,
okay.
This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so, Teresa Merritt. Now, Teresa Merritt played the mom on That's My Mama, and Clifton Davis played her son, the barber. And he ran a barbershop and had the guy drop in Earl and the man who Ted Knight. Oh, then I'm sorry, not Ted Knight. That's a different fella. So Ted Knight played with Mary Tyler Moore.
Ted Lang.
We're talking about,
yeah.
I was about to say,
yeah,
thank
Ted
you,
Lang.
Unknown guest co-host.
Yeah.
Yes, Ted Lang, who was Isaac on The Love Boat.
Yeah.
And by the way, they are talking about bringing back The Love Boat. I'll fill you in on that later. But, Ted Lang played Isaac, you guys know. Remember when the show would come on, he'd point to the camera every day, you know, while he was mixing the drinks. So anyway, he was one of the co-stars. That was, I believe, his first role was on That's My Mama. And he actually was kind of like the breakout star on that show. He was the funniest part of the show. And but Teresa, well, I think so. Teresa Merritt, who was the mom, I'll tell you who she is that you might know her. Do you guys remember a movie? Now, this is going back, so only you might know this unknown guest. It was a movie called The Wiz.
Oh,
and it
starred
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Peggy Dotson, our guest early this morning, talked about when they were making it. She told all of our listeners this morning. So that's a right connection right there. But anyway, Teresa Merritt played, when the movie opens up, Diana Ross, who plays Dorothy, the Dorothy character. I don't think her name, was her name Dorothy on that? I don't think so. But anyway, she played that Dorothy character. Teresa Merritt played the mom or the aunt or something like that. And when the movie started, and Teresa, and for me personally, it was my favorite because I remembered Teresa Merritt from, Baby I'm Back. No, I'm sorry, from That's My Mama, because those shows always get mixed up, from That's My Mama. And I loved that she was in this movie. And to me, it was a big thing because there was another black mama that I loved, love, and I do mean that in the most respectful way. And she's, and that she's a little further down on the list, but I'm going to tell you who she is. Her name is Mabel King. Mabel King was an incredible actress, and they both played in the movie The Wiz. She's the one that sang "Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News." She was the Eveline lady, evil witch, Mabel. That was Teresa Merritt played the good lady. I was so sweet and pure and pretty and kind, mama, you know, auntie-ish. But this Mabel King did not play that. You guys know Mabel King. She played the mom on the TV hit "What's Happening." Do you guys remember with Raj, Rerun, and Dwayne? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mabel
King played the mama.
She was the mama. And she was a good mama until some kind of contract issue or whatever. She left the show and never came back. Never came back. And now, who knows, who can guess what our link is to Mabel King?
Have no idea.
Okay, dead silence. All right, let me just tell you. Our link to the incredible Mabel King is that Mabel King played on the TV show What's Happening. The show was created by, the show What's Happening was created by a guest who was on our very show named Eric Monty.
Wow.
Eric Monty also created the show Good Times and the Jefferson characters. He worked alongside of the great Norman Lear, who's still alive today, close to 100 years old, who was the big CBS producer. So when I came back to radio in 2013, something like that. But in 2014, I remember doing the interview, I think, and he welcomed me back to radio, and they did a big article in the newspaper and all that stuff here in New York City. So that's our connection with that. So how do you feel about those apples?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
but did anybody have a clue?
Yes.
What the, yeah, we always have a – I don't know why that is, but it is. It is definitely the case. So it's, some connections are stronger than others, but they're all within 6 degrees, right? I think that's the idea.
Right.
Okay. Okay, now, so now this is a really good person. I don't know how you feel about her. Her name is Tashina Arnold. Who knows? And I actually sat next to Tashina Arnold. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But Tashina Arnold plays on this TV show, or played on a show. She's on a show called The Neighborhood on CBS these days, alongside of Cedric the Entertainer. She plays the mom on that show. But I think you guys may really know her from Everybody Hates Chris, and based on the life of the slappy Chris Rock. We love him. You guys know he's been making a lot of news lately.
Just a
drop. Everybody Hates Chris. Tashina Arnold, I love her so much. Put my hand up the gutter. I never will forget this. I'm out hanging out in New York City during the heyday of hanging out back in probably the 90s or some, who knows. But I remember I'm at this club in Queens, and I'm sitting there just taking a break while the people are dancing. Everybody's singing and all this kind of stuff, and who I happened to sit next to, I looked to the side, right beside me on like a bench, is none other than Tashina Arnold. And I looked, of course I know who she is. I mean, she's got such a unique look. It's not like you can confuse her for anybody. And not only that, put my head, I remember I had just been at Bronner Brothers down in Atlanta, maybe 2 weeks earlier. So I had just seen Tashina at Bronner Brothers in Atlanta. And so back in New York, she's sitting right, not even 2 little inches or whatever beside me. So I'm looking right at her face, and she was pretending it wasn't her. I'm not kidding. That's a true story. So I never forgot that. So sometimes when I'm looking at her these days on The Neighborhood with Cedric, I kind of give it a side eye. I give her a little bit of the side eye. That was really you. You know, it was you. It was you. That's what I really wanted to scream that. It's you. I know you. Don't even try it, please. It's you. You know, but anyway, that's me. So anyway, but how do you feel about that? Does she? Is there anybody who is a big fan of Tashina Arnold? Because I loved her on Everybody Hates Chris. How did you guys feel?
I enjoyed the show, actually. I liked Everybody Hates Chris. I thought it was very funny, actually. You know, I didn't know later on it would be slapping around, but I enjoyed it myself.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right, thank you, Otto. But no, the rest of you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is the third hour this morning. It's Friday, May 13th. Friday, May 13th of 2022. It's our show number 713, show 713. And what you guys have been listening to was last week's original first part or part one of our countdown, TV Moms. Of course, it was inspired by Mother's Day and all of that. So this is part two. We went from number 20 to about 11 last week on the show, and I'm so super excited. We need to get rolling on the top 10 today, and we will do just that. Let's do a quick, first let me just bring to the line two of the folks who have been really helping me to keep things rolling. My brand new co-host, you guys know her. She's been around the mic here at Hair Radio and came to us through the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael and the Angels. We're talking about Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
And, again,
happy
Friday. Good morning. Yes, happy Friday to you, too. It's really exciting on this Friday, May 13th. I just wanted to make sure everybody is aware that this portion of our show is live. So we are really just doing it up. Have you been enjoying listening to the countdown?
I have. Definitely have. Going back through the recap from last week, yes. And I'm excited to hear the top 10 today.
Me too. I'm super, super hype. And, of course, we're bringing Otto. Otto, again, good morning to you. Happy third hour of the show today. Have you been tuned in?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Yep. Yes, Curry, I have. And I'm waiting for the walk down memory lane for the next 10.
Okay. Well, first, we are going to do just that. I want to bring to the line our illustrious panel of experts who are just folks who can call in and are ready. Well, I'm just teasing. It's everybody who we love and hold dear. First, let me kind of bring to the line some of the people, like I said, who really some have been with us on the original countdown last week, last Friday, and then others are just joining us for the first time on this countdown. So, we almost have a countdown of our guests, so to speak. First, let me bring to the line, and listen, just as a reminder, if you wish to speak or call in, you can, so that you can express how you think or what you think about the list. Make sure you've won if you want to talk. Otherwise, you will not be on the air. So if you want to say something, dial the 516 number and press 1. So let me go ahead and get everybody on. Of course, we got Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning. Good morning, Kerry. Good morning.
All right.
The man with the plan.
Oh, yeah.
And
last but not least,
Nicole Marie.
Okay. Yes. And Michael, what we're going to do, we are going to bring everybody on, and then we'll do our good mornings. Nurjahan, good morning to you. Also, producer on the Vet Talk Radio Show, Katrina, good morning. Producer on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So the Angels, it's a reunion, if you will.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie, how is it?
Morning,
is that not nice?
Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Angel.
All right. Now, folks, we're going to move it along. But before we do that, I want to bring to the line, he is a guest caller. This is part two of his debut on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'm so very excited. He really caused quite a bit of talk over the last week or so with his appearance on our show. If you guys, the older folks might remember the Gong Show, and they had the Unknown Comic. And this was a guy with a paper bag on his head with two eye holes cut out. And he used to tell all kinds of jokes, and the folks just fell out. We never knew who the unknown comic was until the very end, and they debagged him. Well, think about that today, and it's kind of like the unknown caller with an electronic bag over his head. So imagine that. I don't know if that works, but anyway, it's my great honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, if I had a big old drum roll, it would go right here. Good morning, unknown caller, and welcome back.
You have summoned me from the dark.
I know what kind of Friday it's going to be. We're live, folks.
Isn't it the 13th?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I see you've already started your celebration. Are you having a liquid lunch, a liquid breakfast, we shall say?
Why not start with a Bloody Mary?
I see. Okay, the vampire, of course. Okay. Well, listen, we are, speaking of which, actually, guess what? We've got some vampires on today's list. We actually do. That's all I'm going to say about that. So good tie-in. Great way to kick off part two of our countdown on this Friday morning. I'm Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. We're broadcasting all over the place, literally. And my co-host, you guys know Nicole Marie again, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Otto out of South Jersey. Michael's in. Michael, where are you? Spotsylvania, the beautiful Spotsylvania. That's Michael's famous line here.
Downtown Spotsylvania.
Yes, yes.
You want a tree? I got one for you.
Yes, you do. Nurjahan out of Clarksville, Tennessee. Katrina mm-hmm. out of Paris, Texas. Did I leave anybody out? I think we got everybody. An unknown caller. Well, your whereabouts remain unknown. And so at, yes, so at number 10, folks, I don't think we mentioned this person, but it always reminds me. She's the only one I've ever known in my life as with a female whose name is Michael. But I think there's another lady now that's kind of famous with that name. You know, I never thought of Michael as being a female name. And this will only make sense to folks who are of a certain age. I'm not quite in that category just yet. But you guys know the goodbye John Boy or goodnight John Boy line. Well, this is the show it emanated from, and that is the Waltons. And number 10 is Michael Learned. Yes, is that not a nice one? Does anybody remember the Waltons? Let's go back to some of the senior folks on our panel this morning. Anybody, you guys remember the Waltons with Michael Learned and Grandpa?
Who wouldn't remember the Waltons? Of course.
You'd be surprised. Well, what do you think? What most folks don't remember about the Waltons, okay, was that there was Grandpa, and I think there was Grandma, too. But John Boy left the show. Do you guys remember that? And I think they replaced him.
No, I don't
most
think
folks
they ever
don't
replaced
remember
him.
That.
I
think they did. I think they replaced John Boy.
Yeah, that's how bad that was. Wow. We missed John Boy.
Yeah, but I think they did replace him. I do. Well, we're going to have to look that. We're going to have to Google that one.
With a
cousin? But he definitely left the show.
Did they replace him with a cousin? No, they couldn't have replaced him.
I think they did.
That's like replacing, I don't know, JJ from What's Happening or something. You just can't do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you mean JJ from Good Times.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, JJ from What's Happening. Oh, yeah, okay. But... All right. Unknown comic.
No, he's unknown caller. He's a UC. Oh, y'all gonna, it's starting off already. Okay.
Yeah,
they're bringing the heat this morning.
Forgive me because I'm 4 hours behind you guys.
Oh, you're on the West Coast.
He's better than none.
Hold on. If he's 4 hours behind, that means he'll be out in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. 4 hours behind.
You can't be 4 hours
behind.
Yep. Hey, in the Army, if you're 4 hours behind, we used to say you're wrong if you're 4 hours behind, and it was your fault.
Exactly. Okay, boy, you guys are going in this morning. Boy, y'all, okay, they're gunning for you, unknown caller.
Well, that's the Bloody Mary talking.
That's the Bloody Mary talking, Nora. You are right. Okay, wow. Is that Friday? Okay. Spin rolls. I don't know if you guys really are going to agree with me on the next choice, but I think you might think they deserve to be on the list. I call them twin roles because they really played the same part just on two different TV series. We're talking about The Incredible. Either you were a team A or you were a team B. You were either on the team of the Brady Bunch or you were on the team of the Partridge Family. You were either team Florence Henderson or you were the late Florence Henderson or you were team Shirley. Oh, hold it. Shirley Jones, of course.
Shirley Jones.
Remember she played in all those old movies. I forget the big movie won her an Oscar. Yeah.
In Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, of course. She was, Shirley Jones is, she's still out there. She's an amazing, am I saying her name? She is Shirley Jones, correct?
Yep, she's Shirley Jones.
From the Partridge Family, okay. Yes,
yeah.
I love her so much. But were you a team Brady Bunch or were you a team Partridge Family? Now, most of us only know the reruns, But is there mm-hmm. anyone who's never seen an episode of The Brady Bunch on our panel today? Don't be afraid to speak up. Okay, so everybody knows. So I'm going to ask you guys. So, Katrina, were you a Team Brady Bunch or a Team Partridge Family?
I'm 50-50.
Which one?
It's 50-50 for me. I like both.
Oh, you like both? Oh, okay. So you were Team Brady Partridge. Okay. All right. Katrina, thank you for that out of wonderful Paris, Texas. And Noor Jahan, Clarksville, Tennessee. What about you? Were you like Katrina? Were you a Brady Partridge or were you a Brady or a Team Partridge Family? And these days, being a Team Brady probably means football or something. But what do you think about Team Brady or Team Partridge?
Well, I never saw the Partridge Family, so I would just have to say Team Brady. No, I didn't.
Say what?
Oh, man. I've heard of it, but I never actually seen any of the episodes, unfortunately.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Well, now
wow.
we know what your homework assignment is.
Yeah, I got
heard a story of a man named Brady. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
you know what?
I watched Brady. I didn't watch Partridge Family.
No, she didn't get the Partridge one. But I'll tell you, the Partridge
yeah.
Family brought superstars like the Cassidys, like David Cassidy, to the limelight, mm. and he was a big teen idol back when. And then David had a half-brother, Sean Cassidy, who
yeah.
became famous with the
oh,
TV
yeah.
show The Hardy Boys. And so that was
oh,
real
wow.
big. And Shirley on the Partridge Family was
– a song that
uh-oh,
sings.
Here we go. Okay, I got to
oh,
pay
yeah.
for that, unknown caller. But,
oh,
yeah,
yeah,
Shirley Jones, she was the actual mother of David – no, of
yep.
Sean Cassidy. But she was the stepmom of David Cassidy,
yep.
something like that. So, yeah, it was,
yep.
I love them.
Okay.
I love them all. Yeah, check them out. But I'm me, Carrie Hines, I'm Team Brady also. I love the Brady Bunch. They just edged them out a little bit for me. Unknown caller, which one were you? It sounds like you were a Partridge Family.
I think it's quite blasphemous that you'd even make me make a decision of this.
Why? I know you did. It wasn't like you starred on any
TV shows. No, it's just that you can't put. They don't tie at a particular spot. You can't combine them together. What number is this, by the way?
It's number 9.
Number what?
Move on.
Have you ever heard of that when somebody, either they're a good drunk or they're an evil drunk, you know,
right?
When they hit the sauce, they, you know, they become real mean. Boy, then what? Not the unknown caller was so, was he not sweet last week? He was
yeah,
so sweet and quiet. Wow.
Yes,
oh,
right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well,
half
listen, I'm
six in the other. You can't
thank you, unknown caller. We're never going
to
get through this list.
Well, it's going to go down in history.
I refuse to make a choice
oh my,
with this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Number 8. What's happening? What's happening and what's happening now? We've talked about Mabel King. I told everybody I love Mabel King and Teresa Merritt, so you guys knew that
mm-hmm.
Mabel was on our top 10 list. Mabel King played on The Wiz as
mm-hmm.
Eveline, and she sang the big song, Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was amazing. Mabel King was incredible. If you have not
she's
seen
the
TV movie The Wiz, check it out. She's at number 8 because Teresa Merritt was at in the top 20, the 10, 20 to 11 part. So that's why we spoke of Mabel, because I always loved them both. And
right.
like everybody else, we probably got them mixed up. But, yeah, and my favorite
both
thing is that these
– I don't think those of us who can see had that problem.
Well, we could see who they were, but their characters were similar. They were both big mamas, and you know, and we loved them on the in the and that they were in the Wiz together, which was awesome. So it was beautiful.
Cool.
Thank you, unknown caller. We're gonna keep you real unknown in the future. you won't be hearing of him again. Yeah, he'll stay unknown. I can tell you that. Okay, Matt Sinclair.
The Pacific Ocean.
Okay, thank you. 4 hours behind.
That's right.
That's not even possible. That's not even possible. Number seven is Madge Sinclair. So I need to tell you who Madge Sinclair was, if you don't know. She's the late Madge Sinclair. She played most of the TV people know who go back way back when. There was a TV show called Trapper John, and it starred Pernell Roberts. Trapper John was based on the character. Yeah, Trapper John was based on the character from from MASH.
Yeah.
Right. So when they turned it into a TV show, they brought in Pernell Roberts to play the character a little older as a doctor. She played the head nurse. And she was Madge Sinclair.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And but my favorite, the reason she makes our list today, is that Madge Sinclair played the mama of all TV mamas on the television miniseries Roots. She was the mama of Kizzy. Kizzy was, they were raised, you know, all of them were raised in the slaves, as slaves and all of that in the TV show Roots. And it was so incredible because she gave a performance when they had stripped Kizzy from her parents' arms. And if you've never seen acting before, you need to see that scene. You really do. It's quite a powerful scene that has resonated with me all these years. And so quite interesting. It really is. Quite interesting. And, of course, we have a connection with the TV show Roots right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know what that connection is. Remember that the great Madge Sinclair played the role of Belle on Roots. And her TV husband, of course, was none other than John Amos, who played Kunta Kinte. And, of course, Kunta Kinte, played by John Amos, was on the TV show Good Times as James the Father, and we interviewed the man who created the character right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So there's our link. Is that not 6 degrees of separation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Pretty good. Okay.
Coming to America.
Exactly.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you for that. Wow. Is that Noor? I didn't think you knew so much about TV. Okay, this is your first appearance on the show. Okay, I'm very excited on our countdown episode. Okay, good. All right. Did anybody not agree with her being on the countdown, though? Does anybody see why? And if you have not seen her, that particular clip, I really encourage you to see it. You will not be disappointed.
Okay.
That's all I can say about that. Yeah. No, that's a real good one. Trust me. Woo. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm so tempted to act out the scene, but I won't do that to your ears. I'm so tempted to act it out. Who knows what I'm talking about? Does anybody
know
what I'm referring to?
No.
Okay. All right. In other words, Carrie, no acting this morning. Okay, fine. I got an unknown caller. Thank you. Number six, of course. Stay in my lane. Okay, you're right. I might not have a show left after today. It'll be in tatters. You know, I have to start rebuilding it over again. Doris Roberts, it comes in at number six. You guys know her from Everybody Loves Raymond. It was kind of the flip of the show later came out, Everybody Hates Chris. That's where Chris Rock kind of based his title on.
Mm.
I love Doris Roberts. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah,
the mom, Yeah, she was. She actually, I remember Doris Roberts way back playing on a TV show called Angie on ABC, which was a short-lived TV comedy that starred this incredible, I forget her name, but she was just fantastic, and her TV husband, and I think he was a pilot on the show. And Doris Roberts played in so many TV shows. I think she was also in Remington Steele on NBC. And she was just a fantastic lady.
Oh, yeah,
she was.
Not
all that long ago. Yeah, she was really cool. And she was all over TV. But, boy, she was the shade queen on the TV show, you know, Everybody Loves Raymond. She really was.
Mm-hmm.
She could really dice it out. And it was just some of the episodes were incredibly funny. And I think that's owed to her, the genius of Doris Roberts. What a great character actress and a comedian. Real, you know, she's missed, believe me. Okay, number five.
Yeah, she just recently passed.
Yeah, she passed not all that long ago. So real sad stuff. And her husband passed a few years on the show, passed a few years back.
Yeah, Peter
Boyle. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Peter Boyle. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Was he not a funny actor? He was incredible.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He also played in that movie called Joe. I remember that movie from the 70s.
A little bit.
Called Joe.
Well, Michael, when we do our favorite men TV dads, we're going to have him on that list. And you guys, you
that's
remember this.
One.
Yeah, that's really going to be good. Well, listen, the next person on the list comes to us. She probably really has made everybody else's favorite TV moms list in the top spot. I'll give you a little hint. This is the great Eugene Davis, our own hairstylist, who worked with this incredible actress who lands at number five on our list.
Hello, this is Eugene Davis on Conversations with Hair on Hair Radio with Carrie Hine. Okay. I just wanted to remember one of the really incredible mothers that I've worked with, and her name is Felicia Rashad. Yes, I worked with the famous Felicia Rashad in London when I was living there on Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I was able to work with her and the amazing James Earl Jones and the amazing Sanaa Lathan and some other really amazing actors. But I was Felicia Rashad and Sanaa Lathan's personal hairdresser, which is such an incredible experience for me, being someone who had watched her as the Cosby mom for years, and to now be able to work with her and call her auntie, you know what I mean? We bonded. She was such a light in everything that she did, and just so professional and loving that I was like, oh, you're like my auntie, which was something we used to laugh about because obviously we were not related. But to this day, I still like refer to her as Auntie Felicia, and I respected her for her craft, and I respect her for her loving heart, and I respect her for just being an influence into a generation that needed to see that character of Claire Huxtable, and just out of that, all the other performances and things that she's done, she's just been an incredible influence into our industry. And Felicia, if you're listening, thank you, we love you, and keep doing what you're doing and inspiring others. Hello, this is Eugene Davis on Conversations with...
Is that not incredible? Our own Eugene Davis worked with number five, the incredible Felicia Rashad, who you guys...
Very nice.
Now, I do have a connection with Felicia Rashad. Would you guys like to know that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Not really.
Yes. Well, these are the favorite. This is the favorite part of the countdown, guys. I get to tell you how I've worked with some of these folks, and by extension, well, I Felicia Rashad played Bill Cosby's wife on the original Cosby Show on NBC.
Right.
You guys know that. That's where they had the house full of kids and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When that was over, probably late 80s, I want to say, or early 90s, and Bill Cosby moved from NBC over to CBS. And when he did, he started with a brand new show called, I forget, I think it was called Cosby. Just plain Cosby, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, his shows are always named after him. I'm like, boy, he really has used that that name. So when he started on the Cosby Show, he brought in Felicia Rashad again from his wife on the original NBC series to play his wife again. But I think he played a garbage man or something. He played the total opposite of Cliff Huxtable. And, he was playing a blue-collar type character on the CBS series. Well, the person who played his daughter on that episode, or I'm sorry, on that new series, was the one and only lady who played Miss Simone, what's the young lady name?
Raven Simone.
Was the little Raven Simone's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved her so much because I had a chance to interview her a couple times on our show. She's literally been on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and she's one of the earliest natural hair people on the planet Earth. You guys know her from In Living Color. And she played on In Living Color, and she went on to play the daughter of Cosby on his new show. And does anybody have a clue who I'm talking about?
See, she's on In Living Color.
I see her face, but I don't know her name. Is it Takiya Brown or something like that?
Well, she has one of those. She has a name that you guys should know, and she really has been out there doing comedic television. Okay, well, I'll give you guys a chance to think about that for a moment. But that is my connection to the great, wonderful actress at number five. You guys know that. So real, real nice. Okay, number four. You guys are going to be shocked who's at number four. She's kind of gotten in trouble. She came back to TV after, oh, gosh, over 20 years being off. But their TV show was rebooted into a brand new version of called The Conners. Well, the TV mom, you guys know who I'm talking about, who famously did a rendition of, was it God Bless America or the national anthem she sang?
The Star Spangled
Banner. At one of the shows. Oh, the Star Spangled Banner. Yes, thank you.
No, it was the national anthem.
It was the national anthem, yeah, but it was. But it wasn't it wasn't the God Bless America thing, Kate Smith song. So anyway, do you guys have any idea who I'm talking about?
Roseanne
is correct. Roseanne, in recent times, she has been blast off television for being, but you know what? I hate to say this, but I love Roseanne. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just love her. I know her views are real sad. Believe me, but I still love the show. I think she's incredible. She's the funny lady to me. I'm sorry. To me, I rank her right up there with Joan Rivers. She's just funny.
Great call. Great call.
Okay, so she deserves to be on the list. We're going to leave her mouth off of it, but her views off of it. But
so what number are we on? What number was that again?
Yes. unknown caller, we're going to have you to write down, and the numbers go 10987654321.
Well, what was her number again?
Yeah, it was
number four. I got to be nice to our radio guest, don't I? Okay, you're right.
He's attacking you, though, Carrie. I think he's attacking you, though.
I know. Thank you for that. See, there's Team Carrie this morning, unknown caller. Now, let me tell you. Listen, number three, I am not a huge fan of number three like that. She has a new hair product line that Eugene has been talking about basically every show. She stars on a TV show called Black-ish. I've watched an episode of two, but I really want to hear from the panel on this. Has anyone seen, have you guys watched her on Black-ish? Do you have any idea? She's the mother of the daughter of, in real life, of legendary singer Diana Ross. We're talking about the one and only. You guys know her from Girlfriends. We're talking about Tracy Ellis Ross.
Tracy, yes.
Is there anybody who's a big fan of Tracy Ellis Ross? Okay, Noor Jahan, what do you know about Tracy?
Well, I used to watch Girlfriends with her on there, and then that show just kind of went away with no reason. But, yeah, Black-ish, her role is different, but I can see why you said
what
you said.
Well, what does she do on the Black-ish role? She plays the mom. I understand she's a doctor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I forgot what her character was.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Jennifer Lewis, the mother of her. But I'm glad she didn't make the list. She's something else in everything that she plays. I think that's her real true character, really. Jennifer Lewis.
Oh, Jennifer Lewis.
I think she's like that in real life. Yeah, because every movie or every series she plays in, she's like that.
I was going to say, if we had somebody in the world of casting, I would have them talk on it. Because the thing is, when you give a certain brand, that's what they look for. So when they're doing a certain movie, they'll say, oh, I need a Jennifer Lewis type. Well, first let me see if Jennifer's available. Okay, give me a Jennifer Lewis type. So that's what they're known for. That's how they keep getting work. So they kind of get stuck being a one-trick pony, being what they call typecast. And so I saw Jennifer Lewis when I lived in Los Angeles. She was out at the Ebell Theater on Wilshire because the lady who plays Brandy's mom, who should be on our list, who can help me out here? Right, on Moesha. She played in Dreamgirls.
Shirley Ralph.
Okay, thank you, unknown
caller. Shirley Ralph.
Yes. When I had started my children's Fluff the Bear, Shirley Ralph sent her sister over to my apartment in L.A. pick up my Fluff the Bear cassettes. Back in those days, they were cassettes because they have a charity, Shirley Ralph's sister and Shirley Ralph and all of them. And they invited me to come out to the Ebell Theater for her Diva Simply Singing. So I went to that. And at Diva Simply Singing were all these celebrities. At the show, I literally bumped into the guy from the one. What was after the Cosby Show? And he played Dwayne. But he married the lady on the show, the pretty lady. I forget her name, but
Kadeem
I bumped into him. Yes, exactly. I bumped into Kadeem Hardison. He was. We neither of us said sorry or whatever. And kind of just walked away after that. I mean, we literally bumped into each other during the break at the Ebell. But Jennifer Lewis performed. I had no idea she was a great singer like that. She actually, she's an incredible singer, can tell jokes. She really should have been a bigger star. Don't you guys think?
Yes.
It's sad, you know, that she didn't get shot. But yeah, go ahead, UC.
So what number is this again?
You and your what number? We're going to have to get you some kind. Good grief. What number? Do you need a calculator?
You have to have new rules. No drinking before getting on the Carrie Hines show.
You mean to tell me Tracy Ellis
before I forgot my train of thought. You mean
we know that.
Before Shirley Partridge, before Florence Henderson.
Before
Carol Brady.
This morning. Yes, well,
did he say before
Ellis?
Florence Hennessy or
Florence Hennessy?
Florence Hennessy. What you
saying? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was
Carol.
Yeah, I'm definitely concerned about that brother now, Florence Hennessy.
Florence Hennessy.
You mean to tell me Tracy Ellis Ross is before Carol Brady? Shirley Partridge and Claire Huxtable, you've lost your mind. Piper Laurie and Carrie as a better mother than Tracy Ellis on Blackish any day.
Okay, unknown caller. Thank you for your opinion.
Blame the voters.
Yes, I didn't know.
I'm blaming
be
the voters.
So big. All right, me too. Yeah, me too on that. Because I love Tracy on Girlfriends, but
I like her too.
Kind
but
of,
just you know, I just
she was a little bland in this role.
I would respect it if she was a number 8 as opposed to a number 5. Or what number are we on again?
Number 3. You
well,
need to write down your number. She's number 3.
Number 3.
Well,
wow,
you guys are going to be shocked. You're not going to be surprised at number 2 because we've talked a lot about the TV show.
Well, this going right, I wouldn't be surprised if Faye Dunaway and Joan Crawford and Mommy Dearest was number 1.
Thank you so much, unknown caller. Thank you for that. Number 2, you guys know her. She's a former beauty queen of sorts because she has a very unique look. And she made big news way back when she first hit our airwaves on TV as the feisty maid on a show called Maud, M-A-U-D-E. And it was quite incredible because folks never understood Maud, how the two shows, The Jeffersons and Good Times, were actually linked on television.
Yeah.
So I'm here to tell you how that works. Okay, so the Good Times show, the mom played on a TV show called Maud. She played Florida Evans, the maid, on Maud. And of course, Maud was the cousin to TV wife, Edith Bunker, on All in the Family. And, of course, All in the Family's neighbors were the Jeffersons. And that's how those two TV iconic TV shows were actually linked together. And my favorite, of course. So number 2 is the great Esther Rolle, who played in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
You guys know her. She's a very beautiful lady and her heyday. Yeah.
No, I can't
and
blame that.
Yeah, number 2, Esther Rolle. She deserves that
choice.
Spot.
Good choice.
Yes, she definitely deserves it. Yeah.
Oh,
good choice. I can agree with that one. You know.
You can roll with that. Oh, thank you. I've been able to redeem myself, unknown caller.
But
thank you. Number 1.
If she was less than Tracy Ellis Ross, I'd be damn.
Thank you for acting out all the parts, unknown caller today. You've done your job. Okay, well, listen, let me take a moment to tell you first, before we get to the recap of our top list, I want to take a moment to acknowledge what they call, we call these folks, these are the ones who deserve to be on the list, but didn't quite make it. So they deserve an honorable mention. So I put together about four or five people who I think should have been on this list, this countdown list, but didn't quite make it till now in our honorable mentions countdown. At number four, you guys don't know this lady, but I love her. She's a brand new mom on a remake of the new hit called Fantasy Island. And it's a remake of the show that starred Mr. Rourke and Tattoo, but now they got two ladies heading it up, Ms. Sanchez and also this young lady named Ruby, who returns back as a younger woman to the island. And it's very mystical, set in Puerto Rico. At number four is Ruby on the new Fantasy Island. The new Fantasy Island returns to the airways on May 31st. Watch it. You will be impressed. Okay, so it's the new Fantasy Island. Her name is Ruby. At number three, these are triplet roles. You heard of the twin roles? Well, these are the triplet roles. We had three ladies who kind of in the same vein. At number three, it's a three-way tie for Betty Rubble, Marge Simpson, and Wilma Flintstone. You have to give credit to those guys. Okay? Oh, yeah.
They went with the cartoon
gotta give
characters.
Credit to them. Oh, yeah. And, of course, at number two, we talked about twin roles earlier. Well, these two ladies, and the way we started off this whole countdown, thanks to the unknown caller, with our reference to vampires. Well, of course, and monsters. Well, here, of course, number two, Lily Munster is tied with Morticia Adams from the Adams family. So you have the Munsters and you have the Adams family.
Yeah.
You can't have. And I don't know about you guys. Was there anybody who was team Adams family here?
Oh, absolutely.
When they did the movie. Adams
Family. Of course. Who didn't watch the Adams Family back then in the 60s? And the Munsters.
I didn't.
Yeah. And give or take the reruns in the 70s, of course.
Well,
you had to watch that.
Yeah.
I love Adams Family.
And just think, Yvonne DiCarlo was a very famous actress, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
And a beautiful lady.
She was a very beautiful lady. Because she played in, what's her name? Oh, my God. She played in Moses, the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys, there's a big story behind her and why she took the role, because they were kind of surprised. She was a really big star. And like her other actress, Carolyn Jones, who played Morticia Adams.
Oh, yeah.
She was also equally beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hey,
and
listen,
she played on Batman.
It's time to remind everybody of our top 10 countdown today. Michael Learnett, number 10, number 9. The Henderson and Jones matchup. Mabel King at number 8. Matt Sinclair, number 7. Doris Roberts, number 6. Felicia Rashad, number 5. Roseanne Barr, number 4. Tracy Ellis Ross, number 3. The great Esther Roll was number 2. I heard that. And number 1. Are you guys ready for number 1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, number 1 was, I'm going to describe her. She was a smart aleck, a wise cracker who... she first appeared on an episode of All in the Family. She actually did not get along at all with her famous daughter-in-law. We're talking about the one and only Mother Jefferson on The Jeffersons.
Give
a certain age to know who she is. Did somebody just snore? You guys are horrible. Who was that? Who's that, the unknown caller?
Wow. Did you give us the number one on the honorable mentions, Carrie?
Yes, number one on the honorable mentions list. I did not. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
I really appreciate that reminder there. Number one was on the honorable mentions list was Mary Jenkins of 227 fame. You guys remember the TV show 227?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mary Jenkins deserved to be at the top of the list. I love Mary Jenkins. You guys know her. She has a theater out in Los Angeles. She's still out there acting. So, she's been incredible, and she's just a wonderful lady. Well, hold it. I have to go back a little bit. Didn't we skip? Did you guys, well, first of all, did you agree with the list today, our countdown?
Everything's up for number three.
Okay. Tracy Ellis Carfluckle. We have a point on that. Well, listen, I have to say, you guys are incredible. What an incredible. I think you guys were better today than you were on the first part of the countdown. We went from
Bloody
quiet
Mary.
And subdued to crazy.
Yeah, lots of fun.
The series always make it a lot more fun.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you sobered up. Okay, thank you. Unknown. Now we know what was under those paper bags. All right, we get it now. We get it now. So, listen, you guys are just marvelous. Next week on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we return to the airwaves on Tuesday at 6 for a brand new Vet Talk radio show with Michael Hopkins and the crew. Michael, I'm excited. I can't wait to get back. We're working on all that. So tune in Tuesday morning from 6 to 9.
Are we
going to
have another countdown?
We will do one very, very soon. And we got to have you back, unknown caller. You were just fantastic. Next Wednesday, don't forget, former Mayor Wayne Smith from Irvington, New Jersey, will be with us and so much more. Otto, thank you. Great job, everybody. All of you were fantastic. I have to really say, and to my amazing new co-host, Nicole Marie, what were your thoughts on the show today? Did you enjoy the countdown?
I love the countdown. I was surprised by a few, but I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. We had a great morning. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, listen, I am so happy that you did. Otto, what about yourself, sir? What did you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to thank everybody. The unknown caller is great. And I enjoyed the list, yep. And the Munsters, 1313 Mockingbird Lane. That was
oh,
I remember
you know the address. Yes, I used to live there. I love it. All right.
Great show, Curry.
Yes.
Great show.
Thank you. Awesome, guys. All right, we'll see you back here next week. So this is a good time to go to hairradio.com and continue your journey on the broadcast with us. And it's just been a fun week. I'm trying to figure out what did we do. But anyway, make it a great week, and we'll get our outro started. Thanks again for all the participation. Much appreciation. Godspeed. Have a great weekend.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at FixYourFeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing